This is the brief on subsonic 9mm pistol ammo. We're decoding field report intel 003 to find out if heavy subsonic ammunition is a tactical must-have for your sidearm or just an expensive luxury. First, the mechanics. So what makes a round subsonic? It stays below the speed of sound, completely eliminating that sharp sonic crack. To keep momentum up while dropping speed, manufacturers use heavier bullets, like 147 or 158 grains, instead of your standard 115 grain rounds. And man, this really changes the recoil. Instead of a snappy kick, it feels way more like a heavy push. But does a heavy bullet guarantee a silent shot? No way. Your specific barrel and actual velocity dictate the final result, so you always have to test it. Second, the hardware. Since we're pulling from the open vending machine, let's access three main encrypted transmissions for market options. SNB, 140 or 147 grain FMJ. Practical. Reliable. Your baseline general reference. MagTech 147 grain JHP. Soft shooting, defensive design. Don't leave home with a full mag. Fiocchi 158 grain FMJ. The niche, heavy hitter. Maximum weight for a specific sound signature. Finally, the mission application. Who should actually buy this? Well, it's a highly specialized tool perfect for running suppressed systems where legal or for shooters chasing a specific recoil feel. So if it's this elite, shouldn't you use it for all your everyday training? Absolutely not. Standard 115 or 124 grain FMJ ammo is cheaper, more common, and way better for bulk repetition. Buy the heavy ammo when your mission demands stealth or a specific recoil, but stick to standard rounds if you're just chasing cheap time on the range.